Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Joining us now, Rania Makarios, who heads up the Crime Stoppers of Houston, to talk about this trend here that's circling TikTok that's kind of dangerous. Rania, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
I got to be honest with you. I've done this before when I was in high school. This is not a new thing.
No.
You take these big water bottles like you see in offices that hold gallons and gallons, the big plastic jugs, and you empty them, and then you put rubbing alcohol in there, and you roll them, you know, so the whole thing's coated, and then you drop a match in there, and it goes poof, and makes this big, we never got hurt, but apparently this can go sideways, huh?
Yeah, so it is a common science experiment, and it's conducted in school science labs across the country. But in those cases, usually, you know, kids have goggles or tongs to drop the match into the bottle. They have a fire extinguisher on standby. They have an adult in the room. But now kids have discovered, hey, if they do it in their driveway or garage or bedroom, they can videotape it. They want to capture that whoosh sound when things combust and the flame jumps out. And post it and hopefully trend on TikTok or anywhere online. And kids are getting hurt. And we have a kid out of East Haven, Connecticut, who was severely burned last week doing the challenge. So we want to make sure parents are aware that this is going on and talk to their kids about the safety measures that need to be in place and in generally how to handle online challenges.
Yeah. Sometimes if you put too much alcohol in there and you're not really sure what's going on, you just saw this on video somewhere and you want to give it a run. You got to know what you're doing. And I'm not suggesting people do this. But you're right. They have conducted this in science classes to show what happens with this type of thing. But too much of the alcohol, I mean, you could basically cause an explosion. And to do this inside your home is insane.
You can cause an explosion, and certainly if kids are pouring the alcohol and it's getting on hands or it's getting on material outside, I mean, they're not thinking safety first. They're thinking, put more, let's trend, let's be funny, this is hysterical. They're rolling over laughing, doing it. I mean, it's a completely different environment. And the social media platforms are trying. I mean, TikTok is making efforts to actually do the right thing, but at the end of the day, they're not incentivized to totally remove all of this content because it's how they make money as a company.
Sure.
So TikTok's response is that they, one, regularly remove videos that violate the platform's guidelines, but they also recognize that this particular experiment is a science experiment, and kids can do it safely with proper precautions, so they're not going to remove those. But videos without the visible safety measures will be removed by at least TikTok. They're going to add caution labels to these videos, that the ones that are performed in a controlled setting, but they're also going to make sure that those videos, even the ones done properly, are not found easily by other kids. So they're not going to be in what's called the For You feed, where a kid sort of starts their morning and looks at what's trending and what TikTok is feeding them, if you will. These videos will not be featured there. So they're trying to curb the trendiness of it, which I mean, listen, there's been times when they've just done nothing and said, tossed it up to algorithms, said, we can't do anything about this. Well, I'm happy they're at least doing something.
Well, you know, TikTok was also the social media platform that President Trump was really wanting to clamp down on because of invasion and capturing data and stealing information about us and things like that by people clicking onto it and becoming involved with it. They have a behind-the-scenes ulterior motive for people, you know, clicking on their site. But I just wanted to get your general thoughts on social media in general, because you can find anything and everything on social media. And even Facebook did their own internal look. You'll remember the story a few months ago that they came out with, oh, yeah, we got to be careful because the influence on children is not good here. And then somebody released that information out there. And Zuckerberg went before Congress and said, well, we're doing everything we can. Is social media, in your mind, really doing everything they can to protect young people?
There's a hashtag out there called Let Parents Protect Protect. It was initiated by Dr. Laura Berman and Sam Chapman after they lost their son, Sammy. And we're encouraging parents to across the country to sign that petition because we need social media to do more. And I actually just released a book called The Online World, What You Think You Know and What You Don't. And it walks parents through, you know, everything they need to know for a tween, teen, and young adult navigating the online world and explains the perspective of social media giants and what they're doing, what they're not doing, and then how we as parents need to raise our children in the digital age. And, you know, I'm not going to tell kids they have to stay online because it's not reasonable, it's not practical, and it's not fair. But we do have to get in front of the dangers, the very real dangers that lurk online, because social media giants are not going to step in on behalf of our children.
No, they want clicks. They don't care. You're right about that. Rania Macarios, thank you so much. Crime Stoppers of Houston.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.